WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
This show tonight, you would know that there wasn't a pay-per-view last night. And listen, you had that 20-30 seconds at 10:40 or 10:30, whatever it was, where they showed a 40-second video package reminding you that there was in fact a pay-per-view last night. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, that's Lindsay Ward, and Hell in a Cell never happened.
Well, at least for the first 2.5 hours of the show, Hell in a Cell didn't happen. I mean, they kind of talked about it, but they kind of didn't talk about it. They basically did the Becky-Sasha match, which led into Becky and Charlotte. We'll get into that in a minute. But, yeah. So, I have to give them credit, because this was extremely smart on their part to do, based on what happened last night. The fact that people were extremely pissed last night, they were extremely pissed today. Canceled the WWE Network, I think, was trending on Twitter for over 12 hours, at least in the United States. I don't know about worldwide, it's trending here for sure.
It never made worldwide.
But to say that people were not happy about things is an understatement. So what did WWE do? They just pretty much acted like nothing happened last night. Like, it was just another Sunday night, and we actually opened the show in the most awkward way possible with Lana and Bobby Lashley getting ready to bang, bang, bangity bang, instead of bang, bang, bangity bang, in front of Rusev and the entire world, essentially. Which was a little, like I said, it was just awkward, because you know exactly what happened. Was last night happened, and Seth Rollins was probably slated to open the show tonight, and they were going to do something potentially between Seth and Bray, or just with Seth, or along those lines. Like, that was all set up, that was all ready to go, and then last night happened, and the reaction to last night happened, and somebody had the goddamn sense to go, maybe let's not put him out in front of the live crowd. That's probably going to be a really bad idea, especially right up at the top of the show. Just a thought.
Show opened with a wild brawl. I wouldn't say wild roll. It's a 2-on-1 attack. Rusev then made the comeback. And then we had the live sort of hotel awkwardness where Lana says, you no longer have stuff. We no longer have a joint bank account. It's all mine. I have all your stuff. He starts sort of crying. It was awkward. You had Randy and Baron because The crowd caught it last week, and it was a big social media hit of them laughing at it. They reenacted it on Raw, because, you know, reasons. And then Rusev beat their ass. 5 minutes. That was a thing.
Like I said, it was really super awkward. I mean, it was fine. For a second, I felt like I was going to have to defend Rusev's honor. Because reasons. But to me, it just... I don't know. Why is there only solution for married people to basically have them in a cheating angle? Because, you know, both Lana and Rusev and Mike and Maria Kanellis are involved in this cheating, whatever you want to call it, thing, which I get it, it's a whole deal, but it's like, why is this solution to this? Like, we all know that Lana and Rusev are happily married, and, you know, Rusev is the sweetest guy in the world based on what we've seen from Total Divas, so it's like, why? Why are we doing this?
And then there's Lana awkwardly taking off her bra.
Yeah, okay, alright, I just want to say this for the record, no girl ever takes off a bra like that. Ever, and it doesn't take her that long to take a bra off. Any girl that you know can get it off in 3 seconds or less. I'm not kidding. We are that skilled at that.
You don't awkwardly take one strap down and then cover yourself up and then take another strap down?
No. No, that's not how that works at all. That's not how you do that. You can actually just reach back, pop it off, and then boom, it's gone. And that's with a shirt on.
They do what they do on television, because you can't show the boobies on broadcast television. Anyway, moving on from that, last woman standing, Natalya and Lacey Evans. They went all at it. I'll say that. Natty at one point did a slide on the half pipe, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was a little strange.
But there was a lot of nine counts, a lot of them. There was an awkward thing with a trash can, but in the end, Natty powerbombed Lacey off the stage through a table to get the win. So, there was that.
Yeah, there was that. It was a decent match. They went for it. I can't fault them for not going for it, but I just hope that this is the end and we don't see any more from this after this, because I'm kind of over it.
Viking Raiders defeated Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler in a non-title match later in the night. They challenged the two men for a championship opportunity, and that will take place next Monday Night on Raw. Good match.
Very good match.
Aleister Black wanted people to knock on his door and fight him. We then came back. He had his clothes off.
He got naked randomly.
Then the Singh brothers were in the ring. He beat them up. He made one of them tap out with the Dragon Sleeper. And then we watched at him awkwardly for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, you kept waiting for somebody to, like, walk out and do something, and nobody ever did. It was weird.
It was really weird. Rey Mysterio was talking to Charlie Caruso. He was still in a sling. He said his son took a beating like a man and that he's resting up. He said he had to watch Lesnar until maul his son, and there wasn't a damn thing he could do about it. Rey said he felt like he let his son down, his family down, but he said he was at the hospital with Dominic when his godfather, Cain Velasquez, showed up.
Wait! No, okay. No, I thought Eddie was his godfather. I mean, I know Eddie can't show up, but I thought that was the whole, like, crux of the storyline between Eddie and Ray all those years ago was Eddie was Dominic's godfather, except he was actually Dominic's godfather, or he was actually Dominic's father, and Ray, like, adopted Dominic. Well, isn't that what it was?
Something like that. I don't... Who knows?
How tight is Rey Mysterio anyway for Cain Velasquez to be his kid's godfather? I mean, that's pretty badass.
That's pretty cool. He says he's the only man that Lesnar fears. Mysterio says Velasquez is the only man who can avenge his family.
Are we sure about that?
Maybe. The OC defeated the Lucha House Party. Solid match. The Styles clash off the second rope onto Lince was interesting after the match. Also kind of feels that 205 Live is that coming to an abrupt end.
Yeah, you kind of get that hunch just a little bit, which honestly there's nothing wrong with that. It had a good run, but I feel like at this point it's over, maybe.
So in a WWE draft showcase match, Ricochet beat Apollo Crews in 4 minutes. Okay. That happened. We had missed TV. You had both girls in the ring, Charlotte and Becky, celebrating their victories, and Becky said all the, you know, being on cereal is great, but she beat, got beaten all the way to hell, but she also took, beat Sasha's ass. Charlotte talked about being a 10-time champion. Said they could end up on both shows. Miz called them two most dominant. Charlotte's like, we could just say dominant. Miz said they will be facing the Kabuki Warriors later. Lynch said she has something to prove because, you know, last time her and Oscar were in the ring, she wants to correct that. Lynch said Flair had the belt she made famous, and Charlotte was like, I made you famous. Flair said Becky may have been Becky two belts once, but she's a 10-time champion. And there you go. I mean, that was fine. Then Kyrie and Oscar came out and said stuff. I don't speak Japanese, so I don't understand it. But it led to the match. Before we get to the match, thoughts on the segment?
It was a good segment. I thought it was really entertaining. I mean, Miz was a little awkward in it, but that's okay, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to be sure, but, I mean, he just felt a little awkward. But I didn't mind it. I thought it was fine.
It was fine. But the match itself was really good. Kyrie and Asuka versus Charlotte and Becky. In a surprise, Asuka did the mist. Becky got pinned by Kyrie Sane. And then Charlotte tried to avenge that, but she was being taken out 2-on-1 until Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss made the save for Charlotte and Becky. Cool, but weird.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I'm not going to lie. That was very weird.
That was kind of weird. But there was one thing that was throughout the night was a thing. It was Tyson Fury and Braun Strowman. They've been hyping it through the night. Tyson Fury was at Raw because he wanted an apology from Braun Strowman. Braun sort of wasn't going to give one. So they all got in the ring, both men, both Joe and Jerry Lawler. And they were going back and forth. And he said he was at Tyson said he was at SmackDown on his own business. And he was made to look like a fool. But, you know, Fury said that he ended up getting choked out. So he was here at Raw to be made and demand an apology. Strowman said he was just messing around, just having fun with Fury until he said he saw Fury looking at him like he wanted a piece, which is why he then gave him Dolph Ziggler, and he said that he was dragged out by security. Strowman said Fury had no idea what he's getting into when he enters this ring. Fury said he would have gotten in this ring and knocked out Braun Strowman. Strowman made some sort of joke about one of Fury's fights, and Fury said he's the heavyweight champion of the world. But how many heavyweight titles have you won?
Ooh.
Both men got face to face. They started shoving each other. Then security got in the ring. We have the whole pull apart. Then we have the punches because the small little security men couldn't hold these big men apart. Then we have the locker room. You know, the 24/7 crew. They started breaking people apart. And then they had some trouble. And then Strowman finally was able to be pulled to the back. Charlie asked Braun about his opinion. He said, Fury's a tough son of a bitch, but he's going to get these hands before it's over and done with. She asked him if he was going to apologize. Not after that. And then he came back in the ring, and they got face-to-face and started fighting each other as the night ended. Good old-fashioned pull-apart brawl. Big celebrity moment. It works.
It was a thing. I mean, it wasn't... You were a little bit more worried about other people's health than anything else, because there's certain people out there that you're like, no. No, you get away. You go back to the back. You don't need to be out there. But it was fine. Like, it did what it needed to do.
It'll make headlines. It'll get people's attention.
It'll get on SportsCenter. It'll be fine.
That's all that matters. And it was clear that we're all waiting for the draft, and that the A show is Friday because they didn't run a major story on this show.
No. They're clearly holding certain things back for specific reasons.
So that was it. That's Raw. It was a show. It was there. It happened.
It wasn't the best Raw I've ever seen. It wasn't the worst Raw I've ever seen.
Good wrestling.
It was good wrestling. I feel like they were in an awkward situation after last night, and they made the best of it. I think it was really super smart that you did not mention anything pertaining to Bray Wyatt and Seth Rollins until about 10:30, basically 2.5 hours into the show. You did not have Seth in front of the live crowd. You did not have Bray in front of the live crowd. I think that was all really well handled, well executed. Did it hurt the rest of the show? I think a little bit. But you know what? They got by it, and it's over, and it's done with, and it's in the books. So.
Okay, so after the show, Miz versus Cesaro, after Tyson punched Cesaro, and The Fiend then attacked. The Fiend was okay. Okay. That works.
So So he was there. He just, they didn't put him in front of the TV cameras. Okay. But did he get, was he well received or was he not well received?
We'll find out as we Devil Sam will make mention as we do this. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're talking more Hell in a Cell on the Rack.
That's right. I was just a little irritated last night, so I showed up on WTR to talk about it, but we are going to review Hell in a Cell because obviously hindsight is 2020 and clarity, and there's a lot of fallout coming out of this show. So we're going to talk about it Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, plus news notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's the Rack.
Very well received. Saturday night, midnight, this is another edition of CB Radio. We got something planned. Tune in. CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. If there's stuff for them to talk about, there will be a Raw Post Show. Or not a Raw Post Show, Wrestle Talk Radio, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, since Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow, subscribe, Twitch.tv/WTLive, Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. And use credit code ROCKINSTOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD.
Like Shannon, Vince effed up. He did. We'll talk more about that Thursday night on the Rack. And we'll be back next Monday for Raw Post Show live across the airwaves at Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Good night, everybody.
Never gonna stop. WildTalkRadio.com.